Now, what brought you to decide that you were going to look at this issue of cutting cost on money? Why did you do it?
Well, so I actually had a big trip to Europe this summer and just kind of became obsessed with the idea. I work for Kiplinger's. We're always about saving money and looking for good value. So that transfers to my personal life as well often. And so it's a very confusing area. I've been traveling overseas the past 10, 15 years and sort of changes every time. Used to use traveler's checks. That was the way to go. And those don't really exist so much anymore. And there's new and better ways, and there's definitely ways to cut some costs.
Okay. Well, we'll get into those. Let me start with my first concern.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting ready to go to wherever, where, you know, Europe, Asia, and I want to have money. But
yeah.
I don't know, is it to my advantage to buy the money here, to make the exchange here, or am I better off if I make the exchange for, you know, cash for cash, American dollars for whatever it may be. It may be francs, it may be pounds, it could be, what do they use in Thailand?
Thailand's the baht.
The baht. Whatever. How do I do that?
Well, so really the best way to do it, and it's a little bit scary, I did it this time, is to get local currency once you arrive. So when I went over to Europe this time, I basically went with a couple of American dollars in my pocket, and I had my credit cards, and so I had access to cash and my ATM card. But I waited until I got to the airport to get some euros. As soon as I arrived, I made a beeline to that ATM, but I got a really great exchange rate.
Okay.
Wholesale rate.
Now let me understand. When you were going, did you mean the airport on this side of the ocean? Or you made a beeline to the ATM on that side of the ocean?
On that side of the ocean. I was arriving in Ireland, in Dublin, and as soon as I got my luggage, made it through immigration and all of that, there was an ATM, and you had a little bit of a line there, and was able to get cash and at a very good exchange rate. It turned out to be the best way, and I'd had many people, friends who have done that themselves, who told me that was the way to go. The experts that I talked to for my story also told me that is the way to go. So you just have to, be prepared, just not to worry about it. Almost every airport there has an ATM.
But to be specific, and we're talking, folks, with Rachel Sheedy. She is managing editor of Kiplinger's Retirement Report, and we're talking about cutting costs on money when you travel overseas, and this is the first thing that hits you. Did you use your credit card to get make the exchange? How did you do it?
So I did it with my debit card, with my bank debit card, and it's better not to use your credit card at the ATM if you can avoid it, because that basically starts racking up interest immediately. It's like a cash advance if you use your credit card at the ATM. It's a good backup just in case you run into trouble, but it's better to take your debit card and use a debit card to get cash from an overseas ATM.
And how did you know, Rachel, that your debit card would work over there? I mean, that's the other thing. I mean, not every debit card, I would think. Or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe all of them work. But how did you know that your card would definitely work when you got to either Ireland or wherever you might end up?
Well, most of them will work, but that's a very good point, is that you should call your bank before you leave, and you should call your credit card companies. And you should double-check first what their policy is, what kind of fees they might charge you. Some banks will charge you nothing. Some will charge you a conversion fee as well as a ATM withdrawal fee.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to find out what their policy is. Tell them where you're going so that they don't suddenly see these charges coming from overseas and shut your card down because they think fraud is occurring. And do that with your credit cards as well. And then you should have no problem when you go overseas.
There's this thing, Tali, I've heard called conversion. What is that? How does that work? What are we talking about, Rachel?
So some credit cards will charge you whenever you make a purchase overseas, and the fee can range from 1% to 3%. And so it's just really, it's extra, it's an extra fee you don't need to pay, because there are so many credit cards out there that are available that have no foreign transaction fees. So if you make a purchase, say you're at Harrods in London, you're going to make your purchase. They will not charge you anything extra, when they convert it from
right.
the pounds to dollars. So, but some credit cards will, and it's a wasteful fee. There's no reason to pay it.
Okay, so you need to find out before you go. Recently, Tali and our family, we traveled to the Bahamas.
Oh, great.
Rachel, every time I used my card, there was a 50 cents or a $1.50 charge. If I went into a store and bought something, no matter what it was, I had to pay $1.50. And if I went, if I bought a candy bar and forgot, there was another 50 or another dollar fee. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly. It's that extra fee that's just tacked on. The banks, you know, are having to convert the money, and they charge a little fee for that. But some will not charge you that. And it's easy to find those cards that don't have the transaction fees. If you go to some of these credit card comparison websites, such as CardHub.com, CreditCards.com, you can, you know, do a search. You can filter for cards that have no foreign transaction fees. And I also would look for one that doesn't charge an annual fee, because there are some that will charge that. There's no reason to pay that fee either, because you can find cards that don't have that. So.
And whether you've got one of those cards or not, I think it sort of depends where you go once you're in the country, too. When I was in Thailand, you know, I could take money out from an ATM with no fees or very low fees. I think no fees. But I tried to use the Thai military bank. It's a big exchange service. And I realized after the first week in Thailand, I'd been checking my bank account every day or so, and I was getting charged $5 to check my account each time. It was my biggest expense in a cheap country in like Thailand.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah, that happened to me recently. I checked my balance at an ATM in Croatia, and I didn't realize until I got home that I got charged a couple dollars for that.
How can they do that, Rachel? How do they get away with that? I guess they...
That's a very good question. Banks get away with a lot, I would say.
Absolutely, they do. That's amazing that they can do that. But that's what you're saying. Just be careful, folks. Don't just leave it to the bank to do what they will with your money. You have to ask questions and make sure you get the right answers and then use the correct cards. That's the name of the game, I think. It makes perfect sense. Now, there is something called chip and pin, I think, is as I read through there. And I found that very interesting, Rachel. Explain to us what we should know about chip and pin.
Sure. Yeah, this is one of the big debates in travel. Do you need a chip card or not? I would say if you can get one, definitely do, because they are useful in terms of using automated kiosks for train stations, for gas stations abroad.
But I don't know what a chip card is, Rachel.
I was going to say, essentially, so what it is, there's a little square on a chip card, and it holds all the data instead of the traditional type of card used in the U.S. is the magnetic stripe, which is on the back, and it's very susceptible to, you know, being with data thieves, can easily take information off that. And
okay.
The chip is a bit more secure. And there's two different versions of the chip, or how the chip works. There's chip and signature and chip and pin. And chip and signature, you use the card in the little device and you sign for it when
okay.
you make your purchase. Or they will ask you for a PIN, and so you would need to make sure you have that PIN before you go overseas. And so you just verify your purchase when you pay with
yeah.
the PIN instead.
Is that 4-digit PIN number that we all have with our cards, or is it different?
Yes.
It is the
It's a 4-digit PIN number. You need to make sure, you know, with your credit card company that you have the right PIN. Some companies have PINs for all different things, for phone service and for the card and that kind of thing. But just, you can call before you go, make sure you've got the right PIN, that they've sent it to you. And it's a good idea to have a 4-digit PIN for credit cards and for ATM.
Okay.
Cards.
And so can you order a chip card when you at your bank? I mean, is that how it works? If you're dealing...
At some banks, you can. I did that recently with one of my own credit cards. My credit card company started offering, but not all banks offer the chip card. So you might need to take out, get a new credit card if your bank doesn't offer it. And some of the big banks will charge you an annual fee for chip cards. Good place to look for the chip and PIN is at credit unions that are associated with military or with international organizations.
Okay. All right. So credit unions are a good place to go. To find the card if that's what you're looking for. Let's talk about safety here. I talked about prepaid, debit, and credit. Which one should I use, or are they all good?
Well, the experts I talked to and what I know from having done work for Kipler's for a while is that credit cards offer more protection. You will be liable only for very small amounts of money if it's stolen. Also, credit cards and debit cards, too, most likely. There's like an international number on the back of the card that, if your card gets stolen while you're abroad, you can call that number. Experts told me that you can basically have the card replaced the next day. You're protected
right.
in that way. Prepaid cards, they can come with fees. I would be careful about using those. Make sure you understand all the fees you might be charged. One advantage some people might like is that maybe it's not tied directly to your own checking account. But I don't think you have a lot to worry about using credit cards, particularly, and even debit cards overseas.
Okay. Well, folks, and by the way, you ought to get that number off the back of your card before it's stolen so that you can call that number. And I have my numbers, and, you know, I put them down. I don't have my PIN there, but I do have the number to call if my card is taken, and that's what you're talking about, so that you can make that call very quickly. Rachel, thank you so much today for being here. What I think you're saying here is if you prepare properly, you can save yourself a lot of grief on the road.
Exactly.